Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I think even though there's a lot of places in Florida that have very low infection rates, it makes sense to make this move now.
When it goes down to essentially no new cases, no deaths at a period of time, I think it makes sense that you're going to have to relax social distancing. The one thing we hopefully would have in place, and I believe we will have in place, is a much more robust system to be able to identify someone who's infected.
All right, so you heard right at the top Governor DeSantis talking about the coronavirus, making a move now. Finally, Florida getting on board after all those spring breakers. But 30 days stay at home. And then Dr. Anthony Fauci talking about relaxing social distancing when or eventually that will happen. Because the thing that is driving people crazy is they don't know what the end of this pandemic will be. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. Remember, you can always email me at katedelaneyradio.com, as many of you do. And because I've had so many other people ask, where can I get a hold of you? That's a perfect place to do it. And if you want to jump in on the conversation at any point, what's it like in your neighborhood? And are you saying, finally, Florida, and maybe we should have a lockdown? Or are you of the opinion that it's not necessary to have the lockdown? It's interesting. In some places, there really is a tug of war over this because the thought is, well, we're not getting it. But what we're seeing is slowly it's rolling out to other places. Bottom line is most of the country is at stay-at-home stance at this point. And I think people are going very, very stir crazy as a result of it. But if you want to stay safe and have a fighting chance at this, it's what we all need to do. Remember, we are definitely all in this together. And when you see what I call it, the odometer of death, I hate to say it, but it's the truth, right? You look at the cases and you have 215,000 cases, over 215,000 cases. The number has changed death-wise, 5,110. Recovered, because we want some hope, 8,878. And, of course, there's active cases. Like, for example, in New York, active cases mean, yes, there are 75,000 people that have tested positive, but they're at various levels. Like, they're at home fighting it. They're on the upper end of coming out of it, whatever it might be. But it's the staggering death count and trying to deal with that in New York that's so scary, where they have 2,219 deaths. And we keep seeing that climb. And, of course, the governor there says he's very well aware of what's going to happen. And the more tests and the more people that get sick and all of that, so on and so forth, I think we're all very much aware of that part of what's happened with this virus. I think our land, our way of life will forever be altered. What does that look like on the outside of this? Let's get to that outside. So the more that you can be out there helping, and when I say be out there helping, doing what you can to, you know, do the social distancing and not gather in any kind of groups. And I see it's kind of a mixed bag where people will do it. On tennis courts, I've seen this. I've seen it on basketball courts. I see that there are plenty of people that are also doing the same. They're staying in, but it's just that one person where they say usually you infect one person and then you infect at least another. So it's for every one, there's two others. And, wow, that is scary. And what are their underlying conditions, right? I mean, when you hear the total, and again, I want to give the upside of what's happening in the world and in our world, because I say this show is about the buzz in your backyard and mine, but it's just so tough to choke down that 1,000 people in the U.S. died in a single day from the coronavirus, and that was Wednesday, doubling lung cancer and, by the way, the flu. you know, so that's where we're at. Florida now and three other states with the stay-at-home orders. And so what does that mean? It, you know, that's, I think, again, a good thing. If we know this has worked for other places, then this is what we want to be doing. It might be tough, but this is, you know, what you do. You want to hand sanitize. You want to use the paper towels and clean wipes. And, you know, what did they do in other places, in other countries, smaller and not as wide open, granted, but what do they do to beat this back as much as they could? Well, they monitored their temperatures. They paid attention to that. They inspected the food when it was delivered. They quarantined themselves. They, you know, wore the face masks. They didn't go out other than for essentials. And when they were out, they were very, very, very cautious. And even if it seems extreme, this is the question everybody wants to know, right? I asked this question of my friends. What is it, you know, what is it that you miss the most, and how do you get around missing whatever it is that you used to do that was your normal and now is not, and so you're coming up with a new normal. For me, it would be going out to the movies. It would be going out to hear music. It would be going to do something sports-wise, and of course, sports is essentially shut down, but they have to be. Everything has to be shut down now at this point so we can knock this monster out. I heard a healthcare worker say something interesting the other day, said that we were fighting a monster with a squirt gun. Well, we need a bazooka, and we need to blow this out of here. So really, do your part, whatever it is you can. I'm not here to lecture, but honestly, with all the people that I've talked to, that's exactly what they say. All right, a couple of minutes left in this segment. Let's go to Grim in Mississippi. Hey, Grim.
Well,
hey, Grim.
I missed you last night, but I got my reason. And it's basically because if you go all the way back to the beginning of this, and the last caller you talked to was asking if this was going to be the norm. This is going to go all the way up until August. They told every one of us this from the very beginning. And then it'll go into its second season, like all flus, into March and April of next year.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a while before we get out of this.
Yeah,
it's
going to be.
I just don't want everybody really freaking out so bad.
Boy, I agree
mean,
with
just
that.
Don't want mass panic.
I agree. Yeah, we don't want mass panic because that's not good for you anyway. There's nothing you can do then other than trying to do your part. I mean, it is a situation that none of us are used to because we live in the greatest country still, and we live in a country where Grim. We're used to being able to do the ebb and flow thing and go where we want to go. We're not used to being filled with cabin fever, I guess is the best way to put it, and being told social distancing. All right, Grim, thanks for that. You're right. Timelines, expectations. He's absolutely 100% right. I was talking to somebody in the speaking industry because when I'm not behind this mic, I'm on other stages speaking, and they said, it could be a year and a half, maybe. Maybe 2 years before we really see a lot of speaking happening again. But people are going to really want to connect then. So just plan on it. Stay with us.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and an antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Shot at in Mexico? 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas? Riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet? Scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Bukas is coming up on our show. He's a prolific writer, and we're so thrilled to have him in Author's Corner. And he's also a surgeon, is in Australia. And, you know, here we have COVID-19 and the pandemic that's going on. So even I, as a surgeon especially, I thought you could offer us an interesting point of view. First of all, where are you living and what's happening?
Well, I'm living in Mount Gambier, which is a town of about 30,000 people in South Australia, you know, which I'm quite close to the to the sea. And we sort of serve an area of maybe about 100,000 people. It's a very thinly populated state. Most of it is outback. You know, I think for the whole of the state of South Australia, it's the size of Western Europe. And it's got less than 2 million people. So, but the area where I live is very green all year round. It's the vineyards. It's a beautiful Mediterranean climate. It's only this little strip down the coast here. It's a big tourist area. At the moment, you know, the state is closed, the borders. Nobody's allowed in or out. And, you know, at the hospital, we're in basically lockdown. We're only doing absolute emergency surgery. And, of course, we've got all the usual precautions of everywhere else, you know, the social distancing. You're not allowed to go out for anything other than shopping or, you know, it's very, very restricted at the moment. The people are doing okay. You know, they have accepted this. And we've been blessed that we haven't had many cases. The whole of the state has had just over 300 cases of coronavirus.
Wow. And as a surgeon, as a doctor, I mean, as a medical person, What is it like to look at it from that point of view? Because I would imagine that people, and you're not a virologist, but I would imagine people are asking you, geez, doc, what can we do? What should we do? Are you getting those kind of questions from people?
Not really. You know, the press is sort of all over the story, and television and all. I think that people are pretty clued in, you know, and so I haven't had that kind of, I haven't had any questions from patients. We're not actually at the moment, we are minimizing seeing patients face to face. So when I'm in my consulting rooms, I'm doing what we call phone consults, just like we're doing now, you know.
Right.
And then if it sounds like this patient has got something very urgent, then I will arrange for this patient to come physically into the consulting room, and all kinds of isolation practices, you know, at the hospital's entrances, there are nurses testing your temperature and, you know, giving you a little sticker to say you're safe for the day or whatever. Lots of hand washing and protective clothing. So the kind of thing that I would expect you would see back home there.
Yeah. Well, please stay safe. Obviously, you are taking those precautions. Certainly, you know, and you just described it to us. And we look forward to our conversation later on in Author's Corner. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks very much for having me. Thank you, guys.
All right, so you get a chance to hear about his writing. Just an amazing man. He's got this great character in these novels that he's written as well, and has traveled all over the place, and you know, it's interesting in consulting with clients over the phone, and that's pretty much, you know, what's happening. And like the United States, of course, the Aussies made news when Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson ended up with COVID-19 when they were in Australia. They're doing the same things that other people are doing around the world, and watching carefully what's happening with other countries. Remember, day or night, it's calorie free. How many times, be honest, how many times have you stood in front of your refrigerator for no apparent reason other than you're just walking around that same house, apartment, cave, whatever, and you open the door, the light goes on, and you look, you open the door. It's so crazy. It's like a weird reflex. I never was that person, especially because I'm eating healthier, and it is the oddest thing. So I like lined up all these waters and I put the Coke Zero right behind it because I was like, man, I'll be damned if I gain a whole bunch of weight, because that's what's happening to people. And of course, people are on edge. People have cabin fever. People want comfort food. So I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying it's very strange, some of the things that happen as you keep motoring around. But every single day, I think, I thank God I'm alive and I get a chance to be on the airwaves with all of you, because we see what's happening. So many people losing jobs, so many people feeling like they're coming down with symptoms, concerned about older parents, concerned about family in other parts of the country, because that's how we live a lot of times. We don't live near our family. I'm a perfect case of that, where I have family all over the place. I have a mother-in-law with COPD while younger. She still has that condition. I have a family in Florida and family in Philly and family in California, all over the place. And just like many, many of you do in South Carolina, all of that. And we watch financially as the markets are really on their own wild ride. The U.S. stocks, the market again tumbling. And here we are at the start of a new quarter, because could you believe it? April, it's a new quarter. You forgot about that, right? Because we don't even know what the day is. So the Dow shed 973.65 points, something like that. And it was a day after the blue chip index posted their worst quarter ever. So that's big stocks. And then Standard & Poor's sank too, 4.4%. And, you know, it's just ugly news, of course. And what did the president say from the White House? He warned us to brace for a hell of a bad 2 weeks, talking about that there could be 100,000 to 240,000 deaths in the U.S. And now we're surpassed the 5,000 total. And worldwide, there's more than 46,000 deaths and more than 921,000 cases. So the U.S., by the way, has surpassed China's death toll and has surpassed confirmed cases, too, with 200,000. A good source for some of those numbers is John Hopkins. Their numbers are very, very accurate. As for the numbers on the market, I'll bounce back to that for a quick second because I got a lot of questions about that and I didn't get to them when we actually did our mailbag in another hour. But Goldman Sachs economist, I was watching what he had to say, projected that the economy would contract 34% in the second quarter, but expect the economic activity to rebound in the third. So there's your silver linings. So another dip, and then we rise again. And listen, we're Americans. We're going to muster up the will to fight this together. So like I keep saying, do whatever you can. I mean, here's a great example. Costco's overflowing with people because people are going in and stocking up. So people who are Costco or Sam members or whatever the club is, they're going in and, you know, getting everything they can. But Costco is limiting how many people can actually go into their warehouse clubs. That's part of their new response. They should have started it right now, but they're starting it on Friday. No more than two people can go to enter each store with a membership card. So they're limiting how many people go in and out because of that. And then curbside pickup, of course, is very, very big at lots and lots of places, whether it's, whether it's a sporting goods place like Dick's Sporting Goods, Best Buy, because people have computer needs or whatever. They order it and then they pull up and they put it in the back of the car. That's happening with local restaurants where, or they get Hub Grub to get it delivered, whatever it might be. So, you know, things are changing and they're going to, as we rebound and our strategies, I think, will change and circumstances will continue to change. And I think that it's just something that we'll get used to. And in the interim, you know, we just have to think of ways to entertain ourselves. And a lot of people are doing that quite well. I have to say, I've never seen so many people on a Zoom camera where, and then this happens during the day, where they're usually very buttoned down and dressed and whatever, and they're just, you know, it's like let your freak fly, flag fly. It's whatever T-shirt, power hour, today of coffee and cookies or whatever. It's just so wild to see it. In one way, it's you're seeing like real human beings because they're not all made up, right? So I like it. All right, what's dating like in the era of COVID-19? Maria Romano joins us next, and she'll talk about dating and what that's like. And then we're going to bounce back to Australia to our author in Author's Corner and find out more about what his character likes to do and why his books are so compelling. Hang with us.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During the coronavirus task force briefing at the White House, President Trump said there's now a new offensive to stop drug traffickers from taking advantage of the situation.
Today, the United States is launching enhanced counter-narcotics operations in the Western Hemisphere to protect the American people from the deadly scourge of illegal narcotics. We must not let the drug cartels exploit the pandemic to threaten American lives.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said thousands of soldiers, airmen, and Marines are involved in the action, and it's being taken after intelligence discovered the threat. Virus cases in the U.S. have climbed to more than 200,000. The administration is now responding to governors and hospitals who say they still don't have the life-saving equipment they need. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice this is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Distancing and in the middle of a pandemic where we have no idea when we're really going to be able to circulate again. So she's in our virtual red room. We made it red just for her. And I'm talking about Maria Romano. She is the founder of True Love Knots. She designed the program specifically to help those looking for love later in life. She's an ordained minister and a highly sought after speaker as well. So Maria, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Hi, how are you? And I love that opening. Woo!
That's right, Love Shack. But there's no new Love Shacks going on, because what do you do when all of a sudden, I mean, you know, people are out there now, younger people and older people, where you're swiping left or right and all that kind of stuff. And so we've got different scenarios of speed dating, but you're not going to go meet for dinner or coffee or breakfast or any of that, because we aren't doing that. You know, we're sheltering in place. So what are your suggestions to continue to be out there or put yourself out there?
Well, what I first start off with is, you know, remember, the government is recommending that you practice social distancing, but it doesn't mean you have to be socially distant. And today, you don't have to put your dating life on pause because you can utilize the internet to help you continue with your dating life.
All right, so don't put it on pause. Just figure out how to use a different tool, right? You could do face-to-face like Zoom or Skype or any of that.
Well, first, yes, but you really need to take the time to start off with and actually launch your profile and pictures on at least two different dating apps. And that's the first thing, because nobody's going to know you're out there, right? Okay, unless you're on an app.
Right,
that's
right.
That's the first thing. And that's a hurdle for some people, because some people are still a little resistant. They're afraid. They think they're going to be taken advantage of. And yes, that can happen to people, but if you have the right information, you're able to be very successful on those dating apps.
Well, I like that. Put yourself out there, get the stuff right. And, you know, I know people on both ends of the spectrum. I have a cousin who was younger and met the love of his life that way, and I have a great friend who is in her 70s. I swear she looks like she's 50. She met a fantastic guy. She's engaged, and she's going to get, you know, married. So it does work, but you have to put yourself out there, right, no matter what the situation.
And, you know, and with us, what's happening today, you know, with COVID-19, you have people questioning, like, gosh, you know, I don't want to be alone anymore. I do want to find love. So you're going to have this big push where people are actually going to start stepping out of their comfort zone and take that chance. Because some people, again, they're resistant. But, yes, by using those apps, they're so important. When I started as a minister 10 years ago and I started marrying people, I asked, what's your love story? And they would look down at their feet, look up at me and say, don't tell anybody we met on a dating app. And right. And now what's happening is when you meet them, oh, we met on Match. We went on OkCupid, whatever it is. So definitely this is a lot more acceptable today. And people should be comfortable. And look what's happening today. We're now doing Zoom, right, all over. And
yeah.
FaceTime and Skype with what's going on.
Yeah, that's true. So what made you decide you're going to be an ordained minister and jump into the marrying game?
I was in the rental car business for many years, and we sold our rental car company, my late husband and I at the time. You know, we got out by the skin of our teeth right after that 2008 downfall, and I needed to do something, and I went to a wedding in Las Vegas at the country club there, and I saw a woman perform. I said, I can do this. So what I did is I got my license and through the county, and then I put together a mock wedding in my backyard. So I made a CD, put together a resume, and I practiced, and then I went out to all the chapels around town and dropped off my little press kit. And that's how I started.
So you got to take us back. What was the first ceremony you did? What was that like for you?
It was awful. I've gotten so much better. I forgot to tell everybody to sit down. It's the first one. I think I was so nervous. But, you know, when you go through and you do so many of them, you recognize that it's not – I think it's just like even public speaking, when you start with that, you're too busy worried about how you stand. It's really about being authentic. And nowadays, you know, I have people coming up and kissing me. So my ceremony has definitely evolved. But, you know, with that said, you know, I lost my husband, Frank, in 2012, and then I found myself in the dating arena, and I still am, but I haven't been actively, but I found out that there's a lot of people out there that really are lonely, and they don't know what to do, and they kind of need somebody to hold their hand. That's why I'm there, because I want to help them feel confident and be their coach, and so they can get out there and find love again.
Right. So for people listening, because here's what I think, you know, I'm reading these stories that, oh, more people are going to get divorced because now they're seeing things about their spouse and they're stuck together. But I also think when people come out of hibernation, because we will get through this, we're in it together. You and I both know that, and Maria. So once we come out of this, I think there's going to be people that are really going to really say, I'm going to be out there. I'm looking for love. And I think you're going to see more marriages. So if somebody's in that space right now, what can they do to get themselves ready?
Well, right now what they can do is, this is the perfect time, is they can work on who they are and what they're looking for in a partner. And that's the first thing that I always tell clients, is you need to take some time, some quiet time, and just examine who you are. Because most of us have led our lives, Kate, where we've worn different hats. We might be a mom, a dad, you know, we could be a doctor, a lawyer, whatever it is. And now we have to take off our hats and we're looking at finding love again. So who we have to delve into who we actually are, and then think about what we're looking for in a relationship. And also, you have to take it one step further, is you need to make sure that you take the time to get rid of those residuals from your past relationships, because you don't need to carry that into your next relationship.
Oh, that's so good, because a lot of people do that. They carry over whatever it is, good, bad, judgment, whatever, the whole thing. So the more authentic, the more you can get rid of your baggage, the more you learn to love yourself, right? You have a better chance of attracting someone.
Well, right, and I have a 3-part course that you can either buy it online, or I actually teach it through Zoom video. And I also go out and give people, you know, more or less like a Reader's Digest version. But you need to be yourself, and that's what we just said, love yourself. And then you need to put it all together and rock yourself. And it's almost as if you're reinventing yourself. You are inventing a brand, and that's what it's about. And that's what people, they're a little resistant, because when they're online, they don't necessarily want to write a profile about themselves. And this is what I tell them. It's just like a resume. You highlight the skill sets you have, and you highlight your accomplishments. And the same thing when you're writing your profile. It is nothing. You're not bragging. You're just highlighting in very nice ways who you are, what you are, and what you're looking for.
Oh, that's a good way to say that. All right, so tell us about one of the favorite weddings you performed, the favorite that you did so far.
Oh, well, okay. This is my favorite, and I use this a lot when I'm talking. 2 years ago, I performed a wedding over at the Silver Sky Chapel, which is known as the Link on the Strip. It was Valentine's Day.
Mm.
It was my last wedding of the day, and I think I did about 12 or 13 at the time.
Wow.
And this one just really resonates. And we had, here was a woman, and she was a cougar. She was 92 years old. 92.
Wow.
And her groom was 87.
That's great.
She walked down the aisle on a scooter, and he was in a walker. They met 8 months earlier at an assisted living, and they couldn't keep their hands off of each other. Could you imagine that?
Wow.
So love has no age limits, and that was my favorite.
Boy, no kidding. Boy, that's awesome. I love that story. All right, so if somebody wants to find you, they just need to go to truelovenots.com.
Yes, TrueLoveKnots, KNOTS.com. And I also I have a True Love Knots YouTube channel where I put up a video that teaches you and tells you what to do now in the socially distanced society and how you can date. And I have a step-by-step video of what you can do to launch yourself, pictures, moving to talking to somebody, setting up a meet and greet on Zoom or whatever platform, and then having dates online. And it's fun. There's a lot of things you can do.
Wow, I love that. All right, so you can do a lot of different things. So don't be shy. Get out there and do it. Go check out that YouTube channel and get some more specifics on that. Maria, thanks so much for hanging with us. Great. So, you know, it's interesting in this whole social distancing dating thing, like we said, how do you do it? I mean, and she's got it. She's got it laid out for you. I think you get ready for it, too. That's why I asked that question, is some people might feel like they're not ready for it. So now's the time to take the leap. I always say take the leap and the net will find you. That's really the best way to do it. Just take the leap. All right, coming up on the show, a couple of things. One, as I mention all the time, the mailbag is so full, and you've had lots of comments about COVID-19, telling me about things you're doing in your neighborhood to lift up the neighborhood, what you're doing to fight boredom, what you're doing on the work front, because so many people now are working from home. We're headed there next. Meet you in the mailroom. We'll be right back.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Excited I am to take all of you to Australia. Some of you may be listening in Australia. Even Bukas joins us now, and he's written this great novel, Mask of Luca, and you will fall in love with this character. But he's such an interesting background. He's such a prolific writer. He's got a lot of other books out there. You look him up and you'll be blown away by the breadth of work. And he's a surgeon by profession. So this is a very talented man. Even, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Case. Lovely to be here.
Let's talk specifically about the book. Why this book, and what is this book about? What can people expect when they snatch up the Mask of Luca?
Well, the book is a detective thriller, and I wanted to create a detective that is different from anything that's been before. You know, we've had Scandinavian crime, British, American, you name it. But we never really had a Arab detective working in that environment. And I lived there for, in Saudi, Bukas said, for 2 years, working for the military, for the Saudi military there, the big, big military hospital, very high in the mountains. It was 6,000 feet up. It used to snow in winter. You wouldn't think that in Saudi, but still. And it was a very abnormal life on the compound with the expats. And in that time and subsequent 5 years that I also worked in Kuwait City for the Kuwait military, and during the war, you know, I learned a lot about the culture, but I also saw the way life was there for the expats, which was mainly British, Indian, American, South African. And I thought this is an incredible environment for a serial killer to operate, because everything is so secret there. You know, on that compound, all the vices are there. You name it, you know, illegal alcohol, prostitution, even drugs, you know. And it's all swept under the carpet. And this would be, if a thing is not found out, if a sin isn't found out, it's not a sin. It's a strange concept, but that is how it works there, you know. So I wanted to, and I thought this is an incredible environment for a serial killer to operate in. And there had been some actual murders there, you know, and some of them have made it to the Western press. But anyway, this is a work of fiction set in that exotic environment at the time of 9/11. And just 2 months later, in November, it was actually the holy month of Ramadan that year. So I set the novel there, which makes things a lot more weird. And then I created this detective, and I've written two subsequent novels featuring him, called Riyad Ajmi. He's half Saudi and he's half French-Lebanese. And he's got a very interesting backstory. He was... her father was a diplomat, met the mother in Paris, who was an art student. He was the only offspring. Because the family traveled around from city to city so much, he was put in a very upmarket boarding school in Britain, and subsequently went to Cambridge University and got a degree in English literature. Now all this is important because it gave him a completely Western outlook on life. But he's still half Saudi, and he's the eldest son of this family. So he's forever torn between two worlds, you know, that he's the family demands his attention. He doesn't want to be there. He's essentially a Westerner. But then the parents divorced early on when the father decided he needs to take a second wife because of his status. The French Lebanese mother was never going to accept this. She's an actress and a TV personality in Beirut. She features prominently in his life. And he finds himself, you know, he lives separate from the family, and that's another story there. Why are they separated,
right?
Wife and the little daughter? But that's a large part of the novel, and eventually readers will find out what has happened there.
Yes.
And this is while he's on that compound that he discovers this and investigates against great opposition from the authorities who want him out of there.
What an intriguing! Don't tell us everything because you already have us on the edge of our seat. Even Bukas has written this book, but we're talking about Mask of Lucca. And I mentioned that you were a surgeon, but then here you're this prolific writer. What's it like for you when you give birth to another book?
Oh, I love it. You know, I write for the sheer joy of it. And as I said, this is, I'm now busy with book number 10, I think. You know, and they're not all detective stories. I've written action thrillers. There's another one called Winter's Day, which is currently being developed into a film script with some interest from one of the streaming services in the USA. So, and that would be a completely different type of action-packed, you know, story. But at least four of my novels have been detective thrillers, three of them featuring this character, Riyad Ajmi. And I write, you know, it's a funny thing. My wife always says, when you start writing the story, where does the story go? And honestly, I don't know. I am as keen to read the story as the reader hopefully is. Because, you know, suddenly the story just takes you down a whole sidetrack that you never saw coming. And that's where the fun is.
Yeah, that's where the fun is. And that's, of course, what so many people will find by reading any of your books, but definitely by reading this one. And you like the character. What is it about the character?
Well, as I said, I had to create a character that would be acceptable to, you know, the Western reader. So, and he had to be an Arab. So I've made him, he's a very gentle person. He's not at all your tough detective. is very, you know, because of his degree in English literature, there's a, he's forever quoting bits from poetry or from other writers. He's a prolific reader. He's also a movie buff, so there'll be sort of, you know, quite a bit of pointers towards that. And he loves his little daughter. Now, you know, I don't want to do any spoilers there with the story, the complex situation between his wife. She's a gynecologist. She studied in Boston in the USA and in Houston. So they had a very cosmopolitan family, you know, but there's a lot of family issues there, which all the time while he's investigating whatever case he's on, there are these family issues that keep on demanding attention. And you know, isn't that like real life? That's, you know, all of us find that.
No, yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. And I said this now a couple of times throughout this, you know, even, but I didn't ask you about this. So what kind of surgeon are you? I think that's fascinating. Would be fascinating to know your background for the people listening.
I'm the old-fashioned general surgeon, you know, or as my, I've got three partners in practice here, as they call me, the dinosaur. You know, I come from a generation where we did everything. You know, these days I do 60% of my work is endoscopy, you know, colonoscopies, gastroscopy, and what flows from that. And then I do a lot of, keel, gallbladders, hernias, you know, the lumps and bumps type of, so general surgery. Yeah,
general surgery. That's funny. The dinosaur. I can't imagine that they call you the dinosaur. So what's next? I mean, look how many books you've written. I guarantee there's probably another one that's going to come out, right, eventually?
It's the strangest thing. You know, you'll be halfway through a book that you're enjoying very much, and another one starts creeping into your mind and starts demanding attention, you know, and you want to shoo it and make it go away. But it doesn't want to. But, you know, you discipline yourself. I finish what I'm doing. And then I said to my wife last year, I'm not going to write a book this year. I'm exhausted. And lo and behold, that sort of resolution lasted about 2 months, and I was into the next one because it demanded to come out.
I like that. It demanded to come out.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure we tell everyone they can pick up your book on Amazon, of course. Even Bukas is with us, and his book is called Mask of Luca. You can see so many of his other books there as well. Is there a website that you want to send people to?
Yeah, I've got a website. It's www.evenbukas. It's just one word, all small cost. .com. Yeah, that's it.
.com.
Even Bukas is, of course, all E's, E-V-E-N, and then B-E-U-K-E-S.
I was glad you spelled that out.
Yeah, you know, after 14 years at this hospital, they still can't get my name right.
Oh, that's terrible.
I've become used to it. You know.
That's right. E-B, what's going on, Dr. E-B? That's so funny. Even Bukas, thank you so much for joining us. What a delight to have you on.
Well, thank you, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.